Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. If you're new to these, we're really thrilled you're here today. Our hope is that in the next 5 minutes or so that you'd find some encouragement and some practical application of God's word as you launch into your day. So thank you for being here. If you've been around these a while, welcome back. If you don't mind, would you help us spread the word and encourage more people by sending today's post to a friend, maybe posting it on social media, or even dropping a review wherever you download these podcasts from? We'd be super grateful. We want to help as many people as possible. Well, today on the podcast, I want to talk about the surprising gift of grief. Now, honestly, even typing the title earlier, I thought, man, what is the gift of grief? Usually when we think about grief or loss or pain, we don't really like them. We try to avoid them at all costs, but here's what I know in the time that I've been on this earth, they are part of life. Those three things, grief, loss, and pain, they're part of being human. They're going to happen. But what I want to encourage you with today is that while they're not fun in the moment, God can actually use them to help us become more like His Son. Let me give you sort of three big ways that this is actually a gift. The first gift is that God can get our attention. God can use these moments in our life to get our attention. And C.S. Lewis wrote this, and I think this is a powerful quote. He said, God whispers to us in our pleasures, He speaks in our conscience, but He shouts in our pain. In other words, pain becomes a megaphone. One of the things that I know about human behavior is we rarely change when things are going well. But man, when things start falling apart, God has got our attention. In fact, Proverbs 20 verse 30 says, sometimes it takes a painful experience to make us change our ways. And I know that's true in my life. The second gift is that God can bring something good out of the middle of that pain. You've probably heard Romans 8:28 before. You've even quoted it. It says that we know that in all things, God works for the good of those that love Him. And so that happens in the moments of pain and loss and grief. God can use those moments for good. He can grow our character. He can shape us. He can use them to help us become better followers, better husbands, better spouses, better kids. God can use those. One of the temptations is to see it as a stumbling block. But that pain can actually be a stepping stone. God can use it to help you take a next step and work something good. The third gift of pain is it actually prepares us for eternity. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4, and these two verses, 17 and 18, have been so helpful to me. Paul said, these little troubles are getting us ready for an eternal glory that will make all of our troubles seem like nothing. Let me pause there, because in the moment, our troubles seem like everything. But Paul reminds us that there's something beyond that. He goes on to say, things that are seen don't last forever. But the things that are not seen, they are eternal. That's why we keep our minds on the things that we cannot be seen. This is so powerful. There's a lot of things that we can't take to heaven with us. We can't take our houses. We can't take our recreational stuff. We can't take our accolades and degrees. There's a lot of things that we can't take to heaven. But what we are going to take is our character, because we're taking us. And one of the things I'm convinced of, and we've said this a lot here at Sugar Hill Church, that God is far more concerned with who you're becoming than what you're doing. In other words, God is far more interested in your character than in your comfort. Why? Because when we get comfortable, it's easy just to sit back. When we get comfortable, it's easy for us to think, man, it doesn't matter how I live. But when there's moments of pain or loss or heartache, we begin to sit up a little bit and ask the question, what is God doing? Is He trying to get my attention? Is He trying to bring something good out of the middle of the bad? Is He trying to prepare me for something bigger than this earth? And so today I want to encourage you, God can use your grief. God can use your pain. God can use your sorrow. It's not all bad. There's actually a gift. And today I'm praying that God would use it as a gift to help make you and make me more like His Son, Jesus. Well, that's all the time we have on the podcast today. I hope you'll join us back here tomorrow as Pastor Chuck has an incredible word for our Friday edition of the podcast. And I hope you'll join us this Sunday. We're online again at 9:30, 11, and 5. And we're getting ready in just a few short weeks to regather in our building. And of course, we'll still be online, but July 26th is going to be here before you know it. And we can't wait to share more plans and details about that exciting day. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.